To celebrate his girlfriend's birthday, Luke Fortune drove from a small town in central Oregon to Portland, where he parked his car in a paid garage overnight. The next morning, he discovered that the car's window had been smashed. Along with his dreams for the future, his backpack and computer were gone. "Everything important to me was on that computer," said Fortune, 21, who was studying to become a paramedic. "My classwork, every paper I'd written, and all the programs I needed for my paramedic test. Every letter I was working on for job applications. I felt sick." 2 days after the theft, another young man was standing outside his apartment, also in Portland. Masound Amazuri, 29, was an exchange student from the United Arab Emirates. He had been approached by a man who said he had a computer for sale, only $200. Amazuri, who had been in the United States for only a year, admits now that he was naive, but he needed a computer, so he bought it, took it home, and turned it on. Within seconds, he saw files and photographs. "I wondered who would sell a computer with all this on it," he said. I realized it could be stolen. Amazuri found what appeared to be the owner's cell phone number and called it. "This guy with a thick accent told me he had my computer," Fortune said. "He told me the story, and I said it was his fault. I thought it was a scam. I told him if he really had the computer, he should take it to the police." Soon after, a police officer called Fortune to say that a man had dropped off the computer and had said he was sorry. He passed along the man's number. Fortune called and thanked Amazuri and insisted on paying him a reward of $200, the money he was out. Amazuri refused. He said it was his mistake to buy the computer from someone he didn't know. More important, he said, it was his honor and duty as a Muslim to return the property to the rightful owner. "I saw a photo of this man in his paramedic uniform," Amazuri said. "They help people. He's a good man."